Getting people out. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. President Biden says the U.S.-led evacuation of Americans, at-risk Afghans, and others from the Kabul airport accelerated this weekend.
Altogether, we lifted approximately 11,000 people out of Kabul in less than 36 hours. It's an incredible operation.
At a White House news conference Sunday, Biden acknowledged discussions are underway among military officials about potentially extending the airlift beyond his August 31st deadline.
Our hope is we will not have to extend, but there are going to be discussions, I suspect, on how far along we are in the process.
Biden also noted the Islamic State group's Afghan affiliate is a threat.
Every day we have troops on the ground. These troops, innocent civilians at the airport, face the risk of attack from ISIS-K from a distance, even though we're moving back the perimeter significantly.
The British military says at least seven Afghans have died in the crush of people trying to enter Kabul's airport. Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee says the state is already moving into the recovery and assessment phase after Tropical Storm Henri made landfall near the town of Westerly. McKee says the top priority is restoring power. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says it's a priority in his state, too.
We got twice as many crews on the ground as we've ever had before, really prioritizing the densest areas where you have the most outages so we can take care of people there.
Power outages affected over 78,000 customers in Rhode Island, 32,000 in Connecticut, 9,000 in Massachusetts, and 4,000 in New York. And in central Tennessee, the Humphreys County Sheriff says at least 22 people are dead and many missing after record-setting rain triggered devastating flooding Saturday. Up to 17 inches of rain fell in less than 24 hours. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.